This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Think of Florida. Sunshine, hurricanes. Hanging chads, southern charm. These are the beat stories of Day to Day's intrepid Eric Weiner, Florida-based, and this week covering the much sought-after but notoriously diffident Florida voter in this political swing state. Today, Eric is in the panhandle portion of Florida, where he discovers a town with a familiar name.
Baghdad is a mess. No, not that kind of mess, not that kind of Baghdad. The residents of Baghdad, Florida, are still cleaning up from Hurricane Ivan, which swept through here more than 3 weeks ago. Steve McCormick lost his roof in the storm.
Well, right after the storm, this probably looked like Baghdad in Iraq. You know, it wasn't much difference in as far as damage goes.
How Baghdad got its name is open to dispute, but legend has it when a wealthy timber baron arrived in this part of Florida in the 1800s, he discovered two small rivers that reminded him of the great Tigris and Euphrates rivers in Iraq. That's a bit of a stretch, to put it mildly, but the name stuck and Baghdad, no H, was born. Today, the famous name can be a hassle for postal workers like Deborah McLean, who have to deal with the occasional letter meant for Iraq. And then, of course, there are the tourists.
Everybody that comes off the interstate has to stop here and get the postmark. They love to get the postmark. They think it's a big deal.
But the 1,500 residents of Baghdad are not merely living off of their famous name, not by a long shot. This small factory produces Baghdad's most famous product, 82-year-old Howard Burris explains.
We started the biscuit revolution. We were the first people to put frozen biscuits in the retail case. We've done our share of stirring up the hornet.
There may or may not be frozen biscuits in Baghdad, Iraq, but the two cities do have other things in common. In both Baghdads, it's difficult to get a drink. This part of Florida is virtually dry. In both Baghdads, there are strong military ties. And in both Baghdads, religion plays a big role in people's lives.
Jesus Christ came inside of your life, and it was at that moment somehow you knew that your future was tied to your creator.
In the panhandle, the radio dial is crowded with religious broadcasters, and there are more churches than fast food restaurants. In fact, when people here give directions, they use churches as landmarks, such as turn right at the First Baptist Church, then hang a left at the Second Lutheran. As one Baghdad resident put it, you don't have to go far to get next to the Almighty. But what about Baghdad's politics?
Okay, it's 7:45 in the morning, and I'm heading to Reggie's Diner just outside of Baghdad, and that's supposed to be the hangout where politics is discussed. Let's go.
Reggie's Diner hasn't changed much in the 28 years since it first opened for business. You can still get a breakfast special for under $4, and if someone here mentions carb problems, chances are they're talking about their car. They say that in Florida, the farther north you go, the farther south you get. And that holds true here at Reggie's. This is definitely the south. That other Florida, the Florida of palm trees and piña coladas, well, it might as well be another country.
I've been here in the state, 40 years? And I've yet to be to Disneyland, or Disney World, so if that tells you anything.
Ed Strawn is digging into a plate of Reggie's famous pancakes. He's a veteran, served 20 years in the Navy, including a tour in Vietnam. He's voting for President Bush, or, to be more precise, against John Kerry.
Something about Senator Kerry that I can't trust him. And I don't like a lot of things Bush is doing, but I think I'll have to stick with Bush because I know what's going to happen with Bush, and I'm not sure what's going to happen with Kerry.
Others here are more enthusiastic about President Bush.
He's a gentleman, and I believe his mama raised him right.
Judy McKesslin has lived in the Baghdad area for the past 18 years. She says it is President Bush's faith that explains his immense popularity in this part of Florida.
And people praying for him constantly. I mean, we've got prayer teams out there that's all they do is pray for him. You know, because he needs it. I mean, he's in a tough spot. None of us can say we could do better.
When it comes to national security, McKesslin subscribes to what she calls the redneck theory. You hit us, we'll hit you back twice as hard.
10, 15 is your change.
Down the road at the Baghdad barbershop, that word pops up again.
We are a bunch of rednecks. At least I am, and proud of it.
Dale Pritt has been the barber of Baghdad for the past 3 decades, cutting hair and dispensing advice with equal gusto.
Yep, we have a good time over here, and I can get more arguments started over the election, or just anything.
Dale Pritt is a rarity in this part of Florida. He's a John Kerry supporter, motivated, he says, by one number, the price of a gallon of gasoline.
When Bush went in office, we was paying, what was it, 70-some cents a gallon? Now we're paying $1.95 to $1.98. And everybody says, oh, God, he's saving this country. He's doing everything to save us. He's lining his own pockets.
Pritt returns to his customer, Norm, a regular, and the conversation swerves to fishing, then the hurricane, and back to politics. Outside, a funeral procession drives by. Just another day in Baghdad, No H, Florida. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.